Australia won't take back spent uranium. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Australian Prime Minister John Howard has told journalists in Washington that Australia had no plans to take back spent uranium, despite the US pushing for such a system. On Monday, Mr. Howard held talks with US Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, who has indicated that the US would like to see a system where countries lease nuclear fuel instead of buying it. Once the fuel had been used, it would be returned to the country where it originated from. Mr. Howard accused the media of misunderstanding Australia's role in the uranium industry. He told reporters that Australia is simply a uranium supplier and that it does not convert uranium into nuclear fuel. Mr. Howard believes that the US plan is to create a group of uranium processing nations which will take radioactive waste once it has been used. The question of waste disposal, of course, is an issue for those who process uranium and develop nuclear fuel, rather than the supplier of the uranium, which, if Australia were to remain as a bare exporter, would be the situation obtaining in relation to us, said Mr. Howard. According to Mr. Howard, the purpose of the plan is to stop the proliferation of countries which have the capacity to process nuclear fuel. Mr. Howard said that Australia would continue to sell uranium to other parts of the world, subject to its own safeguards. For a country to purchase uranium from Australia, they must enter into a nuclear safeguards agreement, prohibiting Australian uranium from being used in weapons, and must be signatory to the UN's Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Mr. Howard claims that it is still more attractive for Australia to sell uranium rather than leasing it. Reporters were told by Mr. Howard that he has asked the US to keep him informed on the proposal, but does not expect Australia to be involved in the development of the proposal. This sound file and all text in the article are released into the public domain.